Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with another look at what's there. Listen, when I talk about look on the radio, I sort of bite my tongue because there's nothing you can see on the radio. I guess you can go to the website, yourhiddenpowershow.com, and see the information about a lot of the people that we've talked to and what we use as important subject matter. Joining us now for a conversation is Dr. Shefali, she's a noted author, and her new book, seems very interesting. I always wonder when I look at these, what can you get out of a title? A Radical Awakening, Turn Pain into Power, Embrace Your Truth, Live Free. Are we living free of pain, or are we living free in other, I guess, jurisdictional considerations? Dr. Shefali, good to have you here, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Well, we're living free of the idea that we are unworthy. We're living free from the idea that we are bound to another's validation for our sense of worth. And when we live free of those false beliefs, our pain automatically turns into portals for greater self-empowerment.
Is this just for women? That is, the things that you espouse, the values, the realities, the talking points, if you will, what you write about, is it only to apply to women?
Well, this book specifically is geared towards a women's radical awakening because we women have been conditioned from a young age as little girls in a very specific way that boys are not conditioned, and honoring how uniquely we have been suppressed by culture to be the good girl, to be the nurturer, to be the pleaser. I mean, if you're a guy, you may not know that we women are plagued by such conditioning. And that's why I've written this book as a portal for women to really wake up to how we've been conditioned and begin to break free, to use our voice, to be empowered, and to step into our inner power.
So if women are not to be in the way you've described, who is to be? Who is there no need for these emotions and the pain and the stories that you're talking about, you're relating to? If women disconnect, follow your advice, then is there by definition no need? Men don't need to be this way. And I'm not trying to make this about men. I'm just curious as to how some of these things would apply or not to men. I do realize that you've written for women, and I think that's what makes it so powerful. But if, in fact, they don't go through this, is it not necessary for any of us to go through some of these things that you're underscoring?
Well, I talk about how most of us have been asleep within this cultural matrix. Our cultural matrix is filled with indoctrinations and brainwashings for both men and women on how to be the perfect person or how to be happy or successful. Unless we awaken to how we've been conditioned, we will not be able to break free. All of us are living under false belief systems that cause us suffering. That's why the planet is suffering the way it is. That's why our women are suffering, our children. And we need to wake up to the toxic messages that we have been imbibing since childhood and heal our severance from our heart. Our men are deeply disconnected from their hearts and, as a result, are aggressive, violent, predatorial. And our females are also severed from their inner heart and their worth. And because of that, are subjugated to great insecurity, plagued by the ideas of perfectionism. So each one of us has our own inner schisms that we need to heal.
Dr. Shefali, when I think about the information that you're passing along, I wonder how it is that we... This is a how. I am reading, I'm sort of reading the words and the lines, and I'm reading between the lines You're a clinical psychologist. So when you tell people to do something, the next reaction, most certainly for me, when I've been before a psychologist or therapist, is you tell me I need to do this. How? How do women unshackle themselves? Do you teach that in the book? Do you teach that in your lectures? Because that's the most important thing.
Yes.
We know we got a problem, but how do we change?
Yeah, the entire book is a call to that change and a process. We can only change by going within and doing the inner work. Just like when somebody says, I want to lose weight, I know I shouldn't eat the sugar, I know I need to exercise. The how is that you have to learn what's blocking you from reaching your goal. So this book teaches women step by step how to break free from their cultural repressions and their inner silence and their inner confusion. It lays out the process in a very detailed and clear manner, because this is what I do with my clients. I'm teaching them all the time, you know, how to discover what it is that's blocking them. What from their childhood is causing the same repetitive emotional patterns that are sabotaging their growth. So if we're not aware of these patterns, we will not break out of them. So this book outlines the patterns that we typically fall into, so that women who read it can go, aha, that's me. And then I show the way out of the quagmire as well.
What's your background? What caused you to pursue this life, to write this book, other books of change that you have? What's the story? People are always interested in why or how you come by the knowledge that you have. Is it experience, teaching? Where does this all come from Dr. Shefali?
Well, I have a PhD in clinical psychology from Columbia University. So part of it is my training in Western psychology, and the other part is my training in Eastern mindfulness. I've been a meditation practitioner since the age of 21, and I've worked with hundreds of people, and so my expertise is altogether a cumulative one, an integrated one of deep professional expertise, but also my practice as a daily practitioner of meditation, which allows me to integrate an Eastern philosophy with Western psychology.
Pretty interesting combination. Hold on a second. We'll pause as our conversation will continue in a matter of moments. Dr. Shefali's book, A Radical Awakening, Turn Pain into Power, Embrace Your Truth, Live Free, aimed at women who need to follow these processes, the procedures, and the advice. Here's some advice for you. If you're interested in losing weight and keeping it off, practical approach. This is Practical Approach 101 to losing weight. Many of you now that we're into springtime, looking forward to summer, want to look your best, want to feel your best. We've all had through the last year and a half the COVID thing, eating lots of pizza and pasta, gaining weight. We do that normally during the wintertime anyway. So how do you get it off? No, the important question isn't how do you get it off. The important question is how do you keep it off? And that's where Calitrin comes in, the all-natural weight loss formula, collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, all put together in a formula that has been proven successful. They have an 86% success rate of a product used by millions of people all around the country and all around the world now. For 24 years, this formula has helped people not only lose weight, but more importantly, keep it off. That's what you want. That's your goal. Right now, at toploss.com, that's the website for Calitrin, you can get a special Memorial Day deal as supplies last. You buy 3 months at the regular price, get 3 months free. Great deal. Use the DJV code at checkout. You won't have to pay for shipping either. You want success? You want to lose weight? You want to keep it off? Choose Calitrin at toploss.com.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
Well, the 200th episode of Tech It Out is coming up in a week, and we've got a huge giveaway to commemorate the occasion, which I'll tell you more about in a moment, so get ready to jot down the info. Since July of 2017, my goal on Tech It Out is to break down geek speak into street speak. So to celebrate the 200th episode of Tech It Out, we're giving away an Asus VivoBook laptop. Style meets substance with these colorful, powerful, and versatile laptops designed for work and play. To be eligible to win, send me an email or message on social media with the phrase Tech It Out, and make sure you're 18 or older and live in the continental USA. We'll randomly draw the name and mention it on the show during the third weekend of June. My email address is tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Or visit me on social media with the phrase Tech It Out. Good luck, everyone, and here's to the next 200 episodes of Tech It Out.
Back with Dr. Shefali, I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power. This is something that really is hidden in a lot of people. So I'm going to go one step further with my question, because I'm interested in, you have a number of degrees and expertise. Your interest, though, started, or did, I guess I'm asking, because a lot of times people tell me when I'm talking to them about things like this, that their interest in it came about because of their own experiences. And I guess that's kind of, you know, you have a degree, you've pursued this course of work. Is it because something happened in your family, in your life, that brought you around to realizing you really needed to do this for yourself and then help other people do it?
Well, I've always been a seeker of the deeper truths of why we suffer and what is the nature of our reality. And so pursuing psychology and meditation seemed quite inevitable for me. So my book and all my books are about understanding how our cultures have brainwashed us and how to break free from the hold that we give, the power that we give to others in deciding and determining our sense of worth. And the true reclamation of worth can only occur when we disentangle ourselves from the validation and the opinions of the culture.
So is this something that is worldwide? Is it, does it make a difference what your religion is, what your ethnicity is, what your country of origin is? Would you say that this problem that you describe and try to work with is something that is a problem for women no matter where they live, where they've grown up, where they are?
Absolutely. It's ubiquitous. I don't know a single woman who hasn't experienced a loss of self, a loss of voice, a loss of inner knowing. And the men have this too. The men are completely disconnected from their feelings, from their heart. And this is a global phenomenon, and it's actually become a crisis because we are now destroying our earth. And it all comes from this lack of connection to the inner self. When each person is increasingly disconnected from their inner worth, they wage this inner war onto the outside world. And we live in dysfunctional relationships. We are hurting our children. And therefore, this book is of ultimate urgency to get women to heal themselves so that they can heal their brothers, heal their children. So this is why this book is pivotal in today's world.
All right, we're talking to Dr. Shefali, the author of A Radical Awakening, Turning Pain into Power, Embracing Your Truth, Live Free. This book is available where you buy books, Amazon, online. You have a website too, Dr. Shefali, do you not?
Yes, it's drshefali.com.
All right, Dr. Shefali, S-H-E-F-A-L-I. We continue with our focus on this and how to deal with the problem. It's an awakening. It really is in no small way here. Doug Steffen with Dr. Shefali on the air on Your Hidden Power.
Now now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Dr. Shefali and Doug Steffen, we're talking about how to become a person who is aware, awake, knowledgeable, understanding of how she feels. And I guess I look to when I see these things, I'm not much of playing the blame game because I don't think it gets anywhere. I think blame doesn't fix a problem. Fixing the problem fixes the problem. But I can't help but think as I listen to you that part of this, the critical nature of this reality comes from religious backgrounds. We were talking about geographical around the world. Women have this problem. If you're embracing a particular type of religion and that doesn't embrace your philosophy, you have this conflict, this yin and this yang here. So what are people going to believe? Information and presentation, or what they've been taught, or what their family says, you should believe this because. It's got to be a big conundrum for people, isn't it? For women?
Absolutely, because we've been conditioned to believe certain things, and my book is not telling them to believe other things. It's telling them to deconstruct what they have been raised to believe and question how those belief systems are causing them to suffer. My book is not about any belief systems. It's about the misbelief of belief systems and to poke at all the ways we've been so blindly brainwashed and to question. So my book is about seeking, questioning, awakening, becoming aware of how we've been just robotically following old messages from childhood. And it is time to adult up. And part of adulting up is to become aware that these are not the ways to robotically, zombifiedly go through life, but to change that energy in our lives to a more conscious energy.
This is an uphill battle. I know as a man, I have confronted a lot of these issues myself. I know that your book is more for women than for men, but I think there are certain circumstances where men are placed in positions of expectation that are not healthy either, frankly. And I don't know what says, well, I guess this applies to a lot of societies. But in my mind, in my world, I guess the thing that sort of is very troubling is the news media, the way the media and the news media, which is part of the media in general, portray these things that you've described in women. And people see this and they absorb it and they think, okay, well, that's kind of it. I was with a woman yesterday who has been married a couple of times, and she's, you know, pretty interested in making the man in her life happy. Instead of, and I looked at her, I said, right. Why are you talking about, what about you? Are you happy?
Right.
That was my question.
Right.
That's really the bottom line, isn't it? Are you happy?
Are you fulfilled? Are you authentic? It's not just happy, because happiness is such a polluted term, but it's really, are you being authentic, or are you giving your power away? And so many of us are giving our power away, even men, to their jobs, to their careers, but they're not really connected from within.
Mm-hmm. Well, being connected, that's all it is. My heavens, you could go on talking about that forever and a day.
Yes.
But you got to realize that first, some of us get it at different times in our lives. My awareness came about as a result of a bad relationship, and I was thankful for the bad relationship because it got me to think. And I'm sure there are plenty of women who have gone through, many women, if not most women, have gone through a bad relationship at one point in time, and that gets you to thinking, okay, what do I do? So that's addressed in here, as well as a lot of other things. So, again, the book is available pretty much everywhere books are sold. Amazon, Dr. Shefali, SHEFALI.com for the book, A Radical Awakening, Turn Pain into Power, Embrace Your Truth, Live Free. Written by Dr. Shefali. Good to have you here, man. Thanks very much. And best of luck with your pursuits here. I hope you can change a lot of people's lives. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has reclaimed some of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid following a ransomware attack. The DOJ was able to recover more than $2 million worth of Bitcoin, about half of the $4.3 million the company paid to the DarkSide criminal group accused of perpetrating the attack. At a press conference announcing the recovery, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said the U.S. will respond when vital infrastructure is attacked.
Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable, but when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response.
And a pair of wildfires in eastern Arizona have burned more than 100,000 acres as firefighters struggle to contain the blazes. The Telegraph Fire has burned over 56,000 acres to the south of Tonto National Forest and is 0% contained. The Mezcal Fire is about 8% contained and has burned over 52,000 acres of mountainous terrain. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
There are growing calls for a full investigation into the theory that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, with Dr. Anthony Fauci recently saying he was not convinced that the virus didn't come from the lab, after having dismissed the theory in the beginning of the pandemic. Representative Mike Walls says the origins of COVID need to be investigated. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that China is using the pandemic to take advantage of the United States.
This cannot be a partisan issue. This is a national security issue. The Chinese government and Chairman Xi intends to replace the United States as a global leader. Listen to his own speeches where he talks about replacing the American dream with the China dream. And here's the thing, we bankrupted the Soviet Union with the space race and with Star Wars, and now the Chinese Communist Party is bankrupting the United States with this pandemic, and the Democrats just can't spend enough to try to use COVID to promote their own progressive spending spree. And it's playing right into the Chinese military's hands.
And Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he'll ride one of his company's rockets into space. Bezos announcing Monday that he and his brother Mark will be aboard the first human flight for his company Blue Origin next month. The flight will take the brothers and the winner of an auction on a 30-minute flight to the edge of space, allowing them to experience several minutes of weightlessness before returning to Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Moving ahead, it's Uri Geller. Joining me, I'm Doug Steffen. Scientists have shown that our DNA, Uri, can be reprogrammed by words, feelings, and intentions. The power of intention. You, as perhaps one of the strongest minds in the world, you know about feelings and intentions. How has that term or that reality, I find it a fascinating word, frankly, and the application of it, intentions. What do people even understand? Do they know that their every action plays into their intentions, do you think?
Yes, Doug, the power of intention is immense. For instance, if you look at sick people who are asked to be prayed for, the intention of healing them is massively important because I believe the word intention is tangible. It's a tangible energy. So is consciousness. And as I many times on this program, Doug, have repeated that we as humans, we are all attached to each other with an invisible spiritual thread. So if your intention is to send the power of love or the power of healing, someone who is even somewhere on the other side of the world, they will receive it, they will get it, they will feel it, and there will be changes. So yes, you know, DNA, chromosomes. I always said that there is a certain belief system that is embedded or stamped into our DNA. So when I was born, for instance, this is me speaking about myself. I was born a believer. I believe in God. And I think that to believe in God or something higher, higher force, you have to be born with that intention of belief. And if you're making any sense from what I'm saying.
I am. Yeah, I think, well, the intention of this get-together we have every week is to help people expand their mind, help people think through things. Because a lot of people just kind of go along to get along. They pay too much attention to the news media, which is not accurate, it would seem, no matter whether it's about COVID or it's about life and healing or whatever it is. People have to sort of figure things out for themselves. But I think less and less people are figuring things out for themselves. They're letting other people think for them, which I think is pretty dangerous stuff, isn't it?
Yes, very, very much so. But, Doug, this involves politics. This involves geophysics. It involves cultures. It involves, I always have to reflect on myself. I look at things like spoon bending. How on earth did I manage to instill spoon bending into world culture?
Uh-huh. You did, too.
Such a depth to everything that has to do with the paranormal, with the unexplainable, with the mysteriousness, the mystery of the universe, the enigmatic notion that why are we here at all? Where are we going? Are we alone? Or do we have among us extraterrestrials walking, we should talk about that next week, because the news that is coming out from the Pentagon and from people around who are involved with UFOs, extraterrestrial life, and so forth, and the videos that are being released lately is just stunning. It all leads and points to one thing and one thing only, that we are not alone.
No,
you must
we
have
can't
seen
possibly.
Some of these.
No.
Yeah. No. What and do you make out of it?
Well, I have a friend who is starring in a TV show called Debris. I don't know that it's made it to Israel yet where you are, but it's this sort of a story of other beings from other places and how the reality of their form and what their message is and how it works with humans. We tend to be so insular. We think we're the only ones around, which, of course, is nonsense. Anybody who thinks it's true, as you have, knows there's much more to this life than what we can see with the five senses. There's more to it. And that's what you built your career on, helping people understand through the bending of spoons or knives or forks or keys or whatever it is, that there's more to our existence. And it's just opening up to that, which is difficult for some people. So, yeah, to be explored further for sure. Uri Geller here with Doug Steffen with a thought about 2-for-1. How do you like that? It's not just about MyPillow and what you can get for pillows when you go to MyPillow.com. It is taking advantage of all the products that they have in the product catalog, which is available at MyPillow.com, obviously. Extensive things that are great for you, your bedroom, your bathroom. It isn't just a pillow store. It's a towel store. You get the towels. It's a slipper store. You know, the new MyPillow slippers. They're very cool. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. It's a square on some of the websites. And when you're looking for all of these things, you realize with the DGV code, you get 30, 40, 50, 60% off depending on the item. The towels, I think, are 40% off. That's the same with the My Slippers that are brand new. So while you're at the product listings, take advantage of the great discounts on all the MyPillow products, including the Dream Bed Sheets, those Giza sheets, the mattress topper, the towel sets. Save 40, 50, 60%, as I said, on the new products like the My Slippers. Fabulous. So comfortable. Use the promo code DJV when you visit MyPillow.com today.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Listening reminders under the circumstances, there's so much material. I've discovered on a trip this week how much material there is in that iPhone of yours, how many places you can go to get music, to get news, to get information, to listen to talk shows, to hear podcasts. So it's very cluttered. And the fact that you try to get information that's unique out to people so they will benefit in a way that they can't benefit by listening to anything else. Again, there's so much power in the media. It's not just the news media. It's just the media, movies, music. I mean, anything that's entertaining sort of fits into that bowl. So many people and places crying out for attention. And that's why I appreciate as many people who go every week to listen to the Your Hidden Power podcast. Lots of things that will help you get beyond kind of what Dr. Shefali was saying on one of our broadcasts. It's moving ahead, moving beyond, having the strength and the courage. And you don't usually do that by yourself, although you need to decide on your own that you want to do things that will change your life. It's not always easy to do that. So you need help. And that's kind of the reason for this program. And so all the podcasts that are available every week are there to help you understand. We have our regular contributors. Uri Geller is here, the paranormalist. He's got a great philosophical experience, his real-life experiences. Tells him from the perspective of a man who's really been all around the world. And there's Mary O'Malley, our resident psychic. Go to maryomalley.com or to psychicscout.com to understand what it is that you may need to broaden your horizons when you're thinking things. All of that stuff, a service to everybody listening, so check it all out every week, yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Moving back into our advice and our knowledge mode, it's Mary O'Malley from psychicscout.com. We've had a lot of talking on the program this week about intention and what people's intentions are and how various groups, people go to large lecture halls to get advice from people who are supposedly in the know. There are all kinds of ways of getting advice. People come to you for a one-on-one session. It'll help them, well, that's the idea anyway, hopefully help them to move on to whatever the next step is, whatever the next move is in their lives. And I find it very interesting. You know, we have a lot of people who have lots of advice. They tell you what to do, but they don't tell you how to do it. Do you wait for somebody in a session to ask you, how do I do it? Or you just tell people how they do whatever it is that you're advising them to do?
Well,
I rarely tell them how to do it unless spirit points in a
But how does one direction. Know how to do this stuff if you don't teach people how to do? And most of the reason people come to you because the information is foreign to them to begin with, right?
Yeah.
Is that, if they had it, they wouldn't come to you. What do they need you for? They need you because you have knowledge they don't have. So how to deal with the knowledge, it seems to me, is an important part of the platform.
Right. And so what I teach them is how to let go and trust that the universe will give them the information, will point them in the right direction when you're working through that, working with that faith. You find yourself making a phone call or going someplace or doing something that maybe you wouldn't have thought of. And, you know, just trusting the process that you're going to be directed to go where you need to go to get what you need. So that's what I teach people, is how to have that faith and how to work with that and how to communicate with a higher source and how to distinguish when they're receiving information from a higher source as opposed to just all the noises in their heads.
Well, they come to you, the noise in their head causes confusion. And inner knowledge, inner approval, whatever you want to call it, comes oftentimes, I mean, not everybody's the same for sure, as you know, but, you know, there still are similarities, and I find that the disconnect is often in the how-to. It's kind of like what's going on in schools today. We're teaching people what to think rather than how to think.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous, bad, and horrible, in fact.
And so spirit teaches you how to think. Spirit teaches you how to understand that your thinking process is more than the voices in your head. So it's important, I think, to realize that, you know, we have another source of information that will make things much easier on us when we're able to follow that. Sometimes spirit says, you know, do this or do that. And sometimes in my role as coach, I can give people some, you know, direct information, but it has to feel right for them. You know, if somebody tells you do this, and this,
yeah,
some part of that doesn't feel
that's
right
useless.
To you.
But it's useless.
Not, yeah, it's not going to work. It's that kind of thing. So what I teach is that people aren't alone, that there is a higher source, and how to get comfortable using that connection as part of their lifestyle and decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often what I do is confirm what their guts are
thinking
telling
anyway.
Them, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then the best lesson here is for those people who are skeptics, learn to trust your gut. Easier said than done, because people get confused. Remember what Yogi Berra used to say, when you get to the fork in the road, take it? So, you know, people don't, okay, so all right, that doesn't help me much.
And I hadn't heard one. That's a good
You take a left or you take a right, but you can't go down the middle. And so that seems to me to be what your help of a good psychic is all about. So my advice to those of you who want advice, good, clean, thoughtful advice, get it from Mary. Go to psychicscout.com and put your pedal to the metal, as they say. Use your imagination. No inertia here. It's all moving forward. It's all good stuff. Mary is at psychicscout.com or maryomaley.com. She's here with us every week on Your Hidden Power.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Time now for our weekly visit with Laura Banks, best-selling actress. She's a best-selling author. I don't know how to sell your acting ability. I have to work on that one. Here, as an astrologer from the StarGalNetwork.com, to talk about the influences this week astrologically, if you're seeking a deeper connection with either a friend or a loved one, I'm told this is a good time to do that. Is that true?
Friend or loved one connection? Yes, because we're out of that hard-hitting Capricorn influence and into Aquarius. And
what does that do? Capricorn, what is all of that? Let's talk about what that does for the unwashed without getting too technical. What is all of that, those magical moments, what do they make? What do they do?
Well, we had a conjunction, which means a collection of over 4 planets for most of 2020 in a sign Capricorn that transmits more hard-edged news, more real-time, real things like rocks are hard, water's wet, this has got to happen, this virus has to come about and affect all of us. It's connected to Saturn, which is harder, harsher lessons. And, you know, we had a lesson to learn about germs and the planet, and now we're out of that fatherly, paternal, you're going to suffer to learn this thing, and we were into Aquarius, which is, that sigh of relief that we can all understand that we're in this together, and I do feel we've kind of moved beyond that, into that with the election being over, and, the riots are calmed down a bit, and now we've got ourselves moving into Pisces with a new moon on the 11th in the sign Taurus. And Taurus is money and possessions. And what we look at there is your relationship to money, not just how to make it, but being happy with what you have. And something about self-acceptance in there really is the key phrase here going forward. Because we're moving into a time where you should be able to connect more into a relationship. And often people aren't able to connect into relationships, be it business or personal, and often they're attached for success. When you're successful personally, you may find yourself successful professionally. And it has to do with forgiveness and trust. Taurus takes you into the world of your senses. We have a new moon on the May 11th, really getting into your body, recognizing that we all need love and touching and connection. And what does that require? It requires
maybe being afraid of letting someone in, maybe feeling like we could be more or have more or be healthier or have more money. But people are just like us. We're all in the same place. You know, there's no arriving. Like, I have girlfriends, Doug, and they're waiting to get over some illness they think they have or have more money before they go get in a relationship. Mm-hmm. When the time is now, and it's not even about that. It's Taurus's response to us now, which is, be okay with what you have. Taurus, it is kind of greedy. It's a kind of a greedy, earthy kind of, it's I gotta have it kind of thing to feel okay sign. But it's also oddly the sign of love and ruled by Venus. So it's your relationship to possessions, you know, and possessiveness and how you relate to connecting with someone. Can you have a light touch and be in a relationship, or do you need to...
What does that mean, a light touch?
Well, are you afraid of losing them? So do you stay out of a relationship?
Fear-based thinking. Yeah, you don't want fear-based. Who wants that?
Don't want it. Right.
So with the kind of, when you get to May, which is a month of, I think May is my favorite month. Some people say September is their favorite. May is my favorite month because things are really growing. Things are beginning. And because that's part of my, you were talking about Pisces, I guess maybe that is a connection between Pisceans and this. My father was a Taurian and very stubborn. So that related back to me, and nobody ever really, I didn't understand my Piscean nature. Now you and others that I've befriended have taught me about what my nature, the Piscean sort of, Scorpio combination. I may be more of a Piscean than I may be a Scorpio. I don't know much of my father. Yeah. I don't know my father's chart. His birthday was May 5th, 1914. And so from that, he was born in Boston. I don't know but he was a tough guy. And
I wrote that down real fast. But Boston, you don't have his time of birth, right? Well, look at his chart.
Yeah.
You don't have a time of birth on him, do you?
I don't. Nah, there's no records. He was an orphan. He didn't know from nothing. He was lucky to know. Actually, it was a long time. Nobody knew whether his birthday was either May 4th or May 5th, which has presented all kinds of interesting things in and of itself.
Well, that happened to me. They thought I was born on the 24th, and I looked at my birth certificate at the bank, and it was the 23rd.
So there you go. Find out all kinds of things about yourself. Check in with Laura Banks. Worth your time. It's stargalnetwork.com. A lot of great information here. Laura, thanks. Take good care.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.